Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Question of the day, inspired by the quarterback of your Houston Texans. How do you have fun at work? 713-572-4610 is the 5-hour energy fan line. CJ Stroud, obviously, in a very mature guy and in a real considerate place, as there's a lot of things to consider with this team, especially even with his own personal play. He was asked, like, what do you need to work on for yourself in your game? And this is typically a question where you think that a player would answer some technical thing or something to that effect. This was the mentality, or kind of the mature answer he gave.
I would say I just got to have more fun. You know, I got to realize, you know, like, God's put a great talent in me, and you know, I'm not playing for anybody else. First and foremost, I'm playing for him. I'm playing for my family, then my teammates. You know, and I got to remember that. I got to remember, you know, my priorities, and you know, like, I can be joyful while, you know, suffering as well. You know, so that's something that I plan to do, is just have more fun. You know, be joyful in those moments, because you know, when you're in these trials and tribulations, you know, it teaches things about yourself. And it teaches you to lean on him. And so that's what I plan to do, and just, you know, lean on his strength. And, you know, and he's never forsake me yet. So I plan, you know, to keep going and just have fun while doing it. You know, it's things I can get better fundamentally wise, for sure. You know, just getting the ball in my hand and things like that. But ultimately, I believe it's just having fun and being joyful while doing it.
Got to have fun at work, man. It keeps you from going crazy, right? So how do you have fun? What are some of the things you've done or do to have fun at work? I was thinking about this and actually, something funny happened today, but I have another answer too.
You want to share with the class?
I do. I'm just meandering around the hallway before the show. We have six stations here.
Yes.
Technically six stations here. I'm walking by
four of them here.
Yeah, I'm walking by the Mega Studio, which is the Spanish language studio, and I look in there. I see Figgy participating in the Mega Morning Show. He's got his camera out. He's going, or he's barking. They're ringing their tambourines like they do. They have those noisemakers. They're talking in Spanish, and I'm like, what the hell is Figgy doing in there? Figgy, I gotta ask, what the hell were you doing in there? You were on the morning show in Spanish.
Yes.
Yeah, so you don't know Spanish.
I will say that made my job fun. But I was over there by my desk, and Valentin came over there, and he was like, hey, you got a minute? Are you busy? I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm about to start the show in a minute. What's up? He like, we need you to kind of get hype with us for the game.
Ah, okay.
So I'm like, all right. So we did a little mic check, and then they did their thing. And, oh.
But you were like talking, and you didn't even know Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. First of all, I asked them, do I need to know or say anything in Spanish? They're like, no, you good. Just do your thing. And so they was talking in Spanish. The only thing I knew was Detroit Lions.
Okay.
That was the only thing I heard. And then I heard Cindy Barbano say my name. Figgy.
And you start barking. Like, hey. You started barking. Yeah. You were barking. I'm like that's what's funny. And you know, tell us, text us, 713-572-4610, Twitch and YouTube as well, text us. Like, things you do to keep it fun at work. I was like, what in the world is going on?
I actually posted it on my Twitter, too, so you can check my Twitter out.
But at radio stations, groups like ours, you never know what you're going to see. It's always there's always some fun going on. Remember the time I literally ran into Steven Tyler from Aerosmith?
Wait, what?
Like,
oh, yeah, I think you did tell me.
So Steven Tyler came up to do some music and giveaways, and he had a little crowd there, you know, a little in the studio back here, and he was singing. But I went to the bathroom during a break, and the door opens, and I go, boom, bumped right into a dude, and I said, and I looked up, and it was Steven Tyler. And like just, you know, automatically, like out of habit, I said, hey, what's up, Steven?
Wait, what?
I did. I literally say, hey, what's up, Steven? And he goes, hey. And then he walked right by.
Hey, it's nothing funnier than bumping into a celebrity.
Literally bumped him.
I bumped into somebody. I guess he kind of celebrity. He played on a TV show called BMF. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so if you in the streets and all that stuff, you know this guy named Big Meech.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like a drug lord. Yeah, he was a drug lord and all that stuff. But he have a son named Meech.
Yeah.
And he acts in the show, BMF playing. He pretty much playing his dad.
Yeah.
But I was at a hotel working an event, and I was literally running around the corner. I literally ran into him.
Yeah.
And we say, excuse me, all that stuff, my bad. I'm like, was that Lil Meech? And then I ended up doing some Googles and searching his social media to see if he was in Houston.
Yeah.
Because he's not even from Houston. But he was in town that time. I'm like, I bumped into a drug lord's dad.
What's up, Steven? What's up, Meech?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if you say Steven in that instance, but yeah. All right. Sounds like one of the things that you guys do for fun is just like, hey, man, talk to the other people at work or elsewhere around work. I know someone said that they check in with some people at the different branches. 832, talk to others and watch TV when possible. I do wonder what you do for work, because depending on what you do, that cannot be reckless. But I do wonder, like, how much of that is for CJ, just tap in with the dudes that you really enjoy at work, like some of the guys in the locker room that you're just like, hey, man, being with these guys makes it fun, as opposed to just like for work, worrying about the actual work of it all. Who are the guys in the locker room that I just enjoy being around, and can that bring the fun back to what we're doing?
Yeah, I think another fun thing, kind of, I guess, be a little more relatable, like regular jobs and stuff like that. If you're working the shift and all that stuff and it's a little bit slow, order some food.
Yeah.
Order a pizza for everybody. I think that kind of put everybody in a good mood, too.
I do have like a regular workplace fun thing I do consistently, like always. Whenever we have an all-staff meeting, I play this little game in my head, like as I'm sitting there nodding my head, listening to, you know, to whomever.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be the ask too many questions guy?
Mm.
I'm like, is it going to be that guy? Is it going to be that girl? Is it going to be? And you'd be surprised. You can nail it. You can nail it. You know who the person is that asks far too many questions. And I'm like, okay, that's a little victory.
Yeah, it was one time I think we had a staff meeting, and this wasn't even like the base of the meeting. It was just in passing. Like, oh, if you have any stock in Odyssey, you still have it.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
And man, we got into a deep conversation about stocks. I'm like, what in the world is going on?
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it was about two or three questions about stocks. Yeah. I'm like, yo. I'm like, we could move this on. You could ask this on the side.
Yeah.
All right, email stuff here. I don't know that CJ can use any of that. I don't know if we can turn that into advice for him. But I do want to circle back to how many things in life, inconveniences in life, get fixed with just a nap or some food, right? Because I do think the food is helpful here. You were talking about just like orders of pizza or something like that. Like that ends up making it work from 281 in a similar space. Happy hours and lunch days. Just go get you some alcohol involved.
Yeah.
There's definitely some jobs where
we're
hits
in the
2
right
o'clock.
Place for that.
It's 2 o'clock and they're like, you know what? Break out the jack. Here
I like
go.
I like this one, and I know there's variations of this in other industries, but it's clearly someone in the construction industry says, I have my apprentice go to the truck, go to my truck and get a tool that doesn't exist.
Oh, you messing with the coworkers?
Hey, can you go get the blah, blah, blah? Sure. What the hell is this? See, that's what I'm talking. How do you have fun at work?
how does CJ use that? Is CJ like sending JJ Taylor to go get something? Like, I don't know how does that
go to this restaurant and order this. Well, I send you the money.
It's about time for the turkey prank, the annual NFL turkey prank that gets somebody every year.
What's the turkey prank?
They do it at teams. They've been doing it for decades. They tell the rookies to go to a grocery store and pick up their free turkey. Because you know, and so inevitably we'll see it. We'll see some videos and some pictures and stuff. So the turkey, you know, let's say HEB, and Kalen Bullock says, "Yeah, I'm here for my free turkey," and somebody's picture take videotaping it. Like, what free turkey?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just being inappropriate enough via jokes or statements not to get fired. Okay, all right. Like
that's always a good one.
As long as you don't get fired. Like once you get to the place where it ends up being an issue, then it's an issue. A 713 office comic, keeping myself and my coworkers happy by telling funny jokes or stories regularly. Mm-hmm. That one definitely feels like something that the Texans can take. It does feel like they've gotten real serious, and I mean it's because it needs to be serious. But at the same time, I think the beauty of it and the real insight and maturity in the CJ Stroud answer is understanding that, hey, man, it is a game and that, you know, you get too tense and you can't really make these things work.
Yeah.
So, I hope somebody in there is telling jokes and making it fun for them.
I have fun at work by writing the wrong address on customer packages and then I watch and wait. As they say, wait, this isn't mine.
Oh, so pranks.
Yeah. And then I show them the printed tag, which actually has their address. Yeah, see?
Who's the prankster in this locker room?
In ours?
Yeah.
Or in the Texans?
Yes.
Yes. In all,
well, we know Lopez is the prankster with the pet rat.
Yeah. You leave a dead plastic rat for your wife one time and you're tagged for life.
That's right. Yeah. You should have thought about that before you did it.
Who is the prankster here and among the Texans? I wouldn't be surprised if Stephon Diggs was a big prankster. He seems to have that kind of.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
And here,
Yeah, I don't know. Like, my first thought was T-Mill, but I don't know if he actually is a prankster. He just gives me general prankster vibes, which I don't know if that's good or bad, to be completely honest.
No, it seems like everybody kind of serious over here. Like, we don't be doing all that.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, maybe somebody needs to take up the prankster role.
Mm-hmm.
Lopez?
Come on now.
What do you mean, come on now? You've clearly established yourself as being capable of doing that.
And I'm sure you're going to buy a pet or a fake rat and put it around here somewhere.
By the way, the end of that story is all clear. We got them all out.
Okay. The rats?
They got rats. And there was a possum, too. So we got everything sealed up.
All of that up in there?
Yeah.
He's got
rid of the rats. He released.
Burn the house down.
He released the possum at Buffalo Bayou. So the possum stayed alive. And we're all good.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, we would have burnt that house down, man. Like,
it would have just been the possum and rat house. That's the house where the possums and the rats live.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what happened to those neighbors over there? Yeah, they just moved in.
So in case you were at all worried in all this time that you would, Lopez's house had been overrun by rats and a possum.
Yeah.
That has been handled.
All good. All clear. And from got the all clear.
From the 979 on the text line, it definitely seems like T-Mill. Yeah, that was my thought. I don't know. We'll see. I'll have to ask him when he comes into work today. All right. Yeah. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get back to the football of it. Let's go around the NFL, talk a little bit about that Thursday night football game. Do you go for two? And also, a Texan has been named as a captain in Stephon Diggs' stead. We'll tell you who next.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.